Good morning, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Melissa Huggins, reading Christopher Howell's poem, The Mystery of Names. The Mystery of Names. Once on New Year's, I woke alone before dawn, in a house where I had been to a party. Everyone, including those whose house it was, had gone off and left me asleep in a chair in the living room with the front door open and rain blowing in. The house was very still. I saw, blearily reflected in dark windows, the solemn glass faces of the dead as they passed into gray boats and set out toward darkly distant harbors edged with light. I was young. None of this transport had yet occurred for those I loved. Nevertheless, I was certain such boats would bear us all, eventually, with equal sureness. After a while, I heard my name and went out onto the empty porch and looked down on Arthur Street, bright as hammered pewter, and saw, farther on, the actual river, stippled and glittering with light from the houseboats. Some few times we are given to know our lives are nothing but themselves, that they mean themselves, that they are not biography or myth or platonic apotheosis. But in this knowledge is the mystery of names and faces and the dead who have left us sleeping, dreaming this moment and the next, until we wake, as I did, and walk home in the rain. That was Christopher Howell's The Mystery of Names, and I'm Melissa Huggins.